I think a team commitment. I think we really realize that if we're going to have success, we're going to have a five-man unit in all situations. And we've had commitment no matter what the lines, matchups, or anything. And guys are taking pride in it.
You think that's a difference with a guy like
Nick now? Yeah, I mean, guys are stepping up. Obviously, we know probably better than anyone how complete a player Nick is, especially defensively. There's a ton of things that don't get noticed except for from us. And I think our guys respect Nick so much that we know we have to step up because he's a huge, huge spot to fill, and our guys are doing a phenomenal job, especially up the middle. Stevie stepping in to play center, and guys are doing good, but we know that they're going to come even harder next game, and we're going to have an even better game.
What goes into that next man mentality? You guys have had stretched throughout for a costume.
I think we're just trying to control the controllables. Guys are out of the lineup, you can't control that. All you can control is yourself, how you prepare, how you can contribute to the team, and I think that's a message that goes from top to bottom of our lineup. And you know, if you just focus on your game, focus on what you can do, and the little things, you know, if everyone does that, it comes together as a pretty good team. I think that was one thing that we really wanted to focus on, was not have a letdown after. Obviously, there's a lot of emotions through our locker room after that series win, and I think right away our leadership group, you know, you enjoy it while it's there, but you know, we had a couple of days to really just refocus, put it out of our mind, and scout the Lightning to see what we can do to have success against them, and still look at ourselves as there's areas where we can improve too, and I think we just went right back to work, and I thought the guys responded really well to this game, but this time of the year, every game gets harder. You gotta have more commitment in those areas, and game two, obviously, we know is gonna be our hardest game of the year yet, and I think guys are looking forward to that challenge.
Brandon, on the Kucherov waved off. What was your experience during that time?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see. I still haven't seen a replay. It's kind of a weird. I thought I had everything there with the poke check, and I have no idea how it kind of got. I know I got hit a little bit, but obviously a turning point in the game. A great call, obviously. I don't think any of us saw it, and it's pretty clear on the replay. So, it's one of those things. I think we would have been comfortable even if he would have scored. I think we would have kept pushing harder. But, it's in my mind, that's still a goal I gave up and one that I'm going to look at and see what I can do better on.
Brandon, I know it's only one game, but do you think this team kind of sent a statement tonight?
I think we want to take all of that out of play for us. We want to play that game momentum and series. I think our mindset was you come here for game one, you focus on that. Once it's over, you reset and focus on game two, and game one doesn't carry over. It's a new game and a new day here where we can focus and do our scouts and try and see how we can get even better and put all our focus and on the moment in game two. Obviously, it was a pretty big change in events. But you know what? Our room's pretty even keel. We don't get too high, too low in those type of situations. I think that's even better characteristic of our group is when you have something like that, there's a lot of excitement and such to just keep calm, refocus, and know that second period that we're going to have to come out and be prepared. It's kind of the same thing, just in reverse, as if something bad happens. And that's something we've really worked hard on all year to get better at.
Have you seen the play of Jake Eagle right now? And
I mean, I've seen Jay play in the playoffs for a long time. The guy's an absolute warrior. He's a gamer. He shows up every single game, does a lot of things right, and probably one of the most respected guy in our locker room for how he'll just do anything for the team. And he chips in for with goals too at big moments, and he's one of those players that win games for you and that don't show up on the stat sheet usually. And he's made for the playoffs, that guy.
Do you feel the benefit of all the years and this point, this highs, lows, and all that you've been here? It feels like there's some calm maybe on the team.
Yeah, I think the greatest way to learn is through adversity and through experience. And I think maybe in the past we didn't do a good enough job of learning from our experiences. And this year I think we've really took it upon ourselves to really focus on how we can get better, how we can not only on the ice, off the ice mentally, as a team. And I think we're doing a good job, but it's only going to test us more, and we're going to have to be more prepared now. Not really. I mean, I thought our team was going to come out and show up, but I think the shot totals and such, they had some pretty good looks that they just missed the net or we got some sticks on. I think when they were getting their good looks, our guys stayed calm and compact and especially off the rush, those a couple of big plays that we just got sticks on, they missed the net that don't show up on shot totals, but they're big plays from our defensemen especially. And shot totals are a weird thing. They don't usually tell a lot. I think our guys did a great job of sticks especially, cutting down space, but they still got their looks and it's still something we want to look at and get better at in those ways, but I thought our guys deserve a lot of credit tonight.